Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, oh Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, whiddle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome one and all to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. Now, if you remember from the last time we listened to Big Timmy's House Adventures, there was a whole thing with a battle and people were getting killed and there was monsters and things were going into people and arrows flying everywhere. That's happening still! Huzzah! Let's find out whether our heroes can survive or whether they'll be brutally murdered and eaten!
The Worm Priest.
I'm going to curl up on the floor.
Yeah.
Worm Priest is going to try and make sure that his guards go for the main problem now. And if I can get his character sheet, that would be good. Thank you. And he's going to shoot one last energy orb into that troglodyte. Pew, pew, pew. 12. Oh, I don't think that's it, but I'll double check, because it's versus his reflex. His reflex, it needed a bit more.
Oh,
gosh darn it.
Fortunately, the energy orbs fly straight past. With seeing that, though, does he still have an action point? He does have an action point. He's going to spend his action point, and he's going to Hadouken one last time.
Nice.
Die, it did worse.
It missed even more.
Nice.
He just farted out of his hands.
He tried to use one energy ball to knock the other one up, but he realized it didn't actually work.
He's now like rubbing his hands together and slapping his wrists as if it's like trying to get the batteries to work again.
Nice.
Yeah, and he'll stay where he is. Troglodytes now. Okay, so this, kobold, sorry. This one, who's in the front of it all, is going to turn his attention to the blob. Ooh, almost a 20. 26. I mean, that definitely hits. There's no way it's got better than that. Nope. 9 damage. Nice. Slices some teeth and eyeballs out of the ooze.
Nice.
Okay, it is a little panicked by this thing, so it's going to use its action point as well and swing again. And failed this time.
It's just got two, like, horned up.
Yeah.
And he is focused on protecting the Worm Priest, so he's going to stay there. And the one behind Milo is going to back up his buddy. It's failed. He's going to use his action point. Oh no! Critical fail. Okay, so with his first attack, he just completely whiffed and then came in with the next attack, but the gibbering malva, it went into one of its mouths as the ooze was reaching out as well and is kind of grabbing towards him and will try to eat him.
No!
17. Oh, he's lucky. It's not enough. He's munching on his arm that is holding the shield, so he's lucky that it's just oozing over its shield as he tries to flick it off. I'm going to say he's a little bit restrained as well, trying to bat this ooze off of him. And Kobold at the top here is going to step forward and try and finish off this troglodyte. Come on. 25. Literally just runs forward and skewers him in the chest.
Nice.
Uses his foot to pull his sword back out.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like my troglodyte kebabbed.
It comes down here. They see that troglodyte on its last legs is trying to run away. So these two, they kind of talk amongst themselves. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, come over here. Try and beat up the blob. 17. Not enough. He's going to use his inspiration. that giggles. Okay.
Yay!
And that is enough.
Hooray!
He's like, I am worth something. Die!
Absolutely.
And he'll attack again with his action point. Hits again.
Woo!
4. Ooze is now bloodied.
The ooze is marked as well.
Oh, he is. So that is a d8 extra, isn't it? So it's another 2d8 there. That's another 4. And I think one of the other kobolds hit as well. So, okay, there you go. Okay, so that big ooze now is much smaller as it's barely managing to stay alive as these kobolds are beating it up.
These guys are great.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's going to run over here, and then this one will try and finish off this troglodyte as he tries to run away. Fails. He's not too interested in... He's not super inspired to try and kill him, so...
you can live. I just wanted to try and get your tail as a trophy.
Giggles.
Me.
Right, what are you going to do?
I'm there.
The kobolds at the front here have kind of created that centurion wall of shields.
That's what I'm thinking.
They've got their shields up, creating a wall there.
If I go down here, ever so slightly. Yeah. I'm not in the stench range of the troglodyte, am I?
No, all this is water, so you can see across it and stuff.
And I want to, if I aim...
You're aiming for the second one.
No, if I aim for the one behind it.
This one.
No, the square behind it.
Oh, okay, you're going to, like, do a burst.
Yeah.
Already.
That's with your ice attack, isn't it?
I believe so.
Ice, baby.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Already. So, yeah, that will get both of those gibbering mouthers.
Yay. Then... Well, fingers crossed.
No. 23. Right. Against fortitude. I think that definitely is. Yeah, that hits. Dealing 9. Okay. And describe one of them dying.
Dying. Woo. Well, I moved into position. I centered myself. And I breathe a breath of ice. And it's came down in a shard of ice and it shattered everywhere. And one was impaled so much it skewered and exploded.
So all the kobolds and me are covered in...
Yeah, goop.
Goop.
Yeah, you're covered in pink goop as it pops.
We're like, well, I mean, it's better than it eating us, I guess.
It's more the kobolds. They're standing there like centurions with their shields up, so they've just got goop all over their shields. You're kind of protected because you're behind them.
Oh, yeah, I'm so
you're like, hooray, thank goodness for them.
Thank God for that. You guys truly are the greatest army.
Anything else?
Can I survey the water to make sure nothing else is coming?
You can. Using just like cool. your senses, your eyes and stuff, or are you wanting to maybe check, I don't know, do a nature check to check the ripples of the water and stuff to see.
I'll do a nature check with the ripples of the water, please.
Okay. Just trying to think outside the box. A 16. Looking at the dark, murky water, you're unable to see further deep down into it, because obviously you're underground in a dark cave. I think you're the only one that has your torch up, aren't you? Or do you have a torch up?
I have no idea.
Not sure if you did. I think Felix was lighting everything up, wasn't he?
I think he was. He was the only one lighting.
Yeah, so with this area lit up with Felix's just floating puffs of fire around, you're seeing that the water is calm. There's like the odd gentle lap of water going there. It could have been caused by the oozes that have now surfaced, but you don't see any more imminent threat or danger. If anything, you might see the odd fish swim around.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Lee.
Lee is sort of like, he's feeling fairly good because he hit something.
Woo-hoo!
So he's like, yeah, I can do anything now.
This new crossbow is so much better.
Yeah.
He's like, my granddad's one was just crap in comparison. So he's going to move. Do we want him to get in close? Because if he did a furious smash on them here, we could get some of these guys inspired.
Yeah.
Remember, he is your tank, so he can take
hits. We'll move him down to this bit here, and he can sort of like... Oh, actually, hang on.
What?
Can he move to Milo? Hand him his crossbow. Because if I can use the crossbow. Because he's a tank, so he's basically there to smash things.
Yeah.
I get the crossbow, I'm better at accuracy.
Yeah. Do that.
So.
Move.
He's going to go to here. I can't move him because.
They're not working, are they not?
Oh, wait, it might be.
I think it's still a sign to me.
Yeah. Let me add you as well. Okay, you should be able to now.
Okay, so he's going to move to Milo and be like, use his minor action to hand over
the crossbow.
The crossbow.
Yep.
And he's going to go, look after it. I bought it at that last town.
Yes.
And then he's going to move round to here.
Has he got enough squares?
Yeah, he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, it's 6, isn't it?
Yeah.
He can't do Furious Smash. He can use an Inspire and Shout, though.
Yeah.
Inspire someone else to smash.
Yeah. Yeah, Remish, he's going to use his... would he be able to command somebody else, though? Like one of the kobolds? Because they're sort of like, It's fucking serious, like you know, he's like,
oh yeah, because he did kill one of them, didn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, he just smashed one of them. I was like,
which one? It was with commanding strike. An eye of your choice makes a basic melee attack. Okay, he would have to pass the diplomacy first.
Okay, guess, well let's give it a go.
I guess he's doing this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he has high diplomacy. He's good at talking.
He's like, please. Apparently.
25, talking with that kobold and commanding him. He's listening. He wasn't one of the crew that saw you murder one of his own kind.
Hooray!
I think those ones are probably like maybe one behind you and was busy with something else at the time. But you managed to convince him to attack before his friends tell him, like, what are you doing? Don't listen to him.
I would be careful. He's a fucking bad guy.
He listens to voices. As the kobold swings, and it's enough, dealing 9.
Nice. Goodbye. Not quite, maybe.
As he gets smashed to a little gooey pulp, but it's still there.
Gosh darn it.
Still alive.
Cheese and crackers, these are horrific creatures.
Yes, horrific creatures, absolutely.
Lee's feeling pretty good about himself now.
Are you my mummy?
He's like, yes.
Ooh, okay.
That's why I'm hitting you with a sword.
And Felix now. Where's your character sheet? Okay. I wouldn't be able to do any of them. Oh, I got he had that. Okay, so what he is going to do then is he's going to Milo, behind you, you hear the voice of Felix shouting, "You're such a worthless little pink blob. You're not even worth eating a fish or a squirrel. Why don't you just shut up and die?" As he casts vicious mockery on the gooey thing. Oh, as a critical fail, the gooey thing doesn't understand a word he's saying. And instead, Felix feels a bit depressed.
In fact, the gooey thing thinks it's like a he's flirting with him.
Yeah,
so it's
Oh. Hello.
Yeah, the gooey thing is now going towards him and he's like, oh shit.
Live it away.
And it's got what a rose in its mouth.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just imagining it like he's like, tonight is right for okay. Love.
He's gonna try and heal his feelings. It didn't work. Felix tried to soothe himself and it failed. As he hangs his head in shame.
God oh, bless.
Milo.
Right. What's the range on the crossbow?
Probably something ridiculous, just like with the normal bow.
Okay.
Crossbow. Range. Short range. 15, long range 30. So short range would be 3 squares, long range would be 6, I think. So yeah, you don't need to stand that close.
Okay, so
I'm looking at here.
I'm sort of like moving towards the two, and I use dual strike on the first one.
I was going to compare it to your bow to see if I don't have to change anything on your sheet. Longbow. Just the die roll. Okay, so that's originally a 10. We'll change that to an 8. Enhance it by 1 because it's a +1 crossbow. And now we'll do it. Twin strike. First shot fails.
Oh.
Second shot is a 19. 9. That's versus AC. Hits.
Woo.
9. Describe his demise.
Basically, Milo sort of just like rolls into position. Pulls out the crossbow without looking and then just shoots it. And he's making like eye contact with the other two as they're around the corner. He sees them and he points at them and he's like, "You!
You're next!"
And the bolt flew between Lee's legs as well. And he's like, "Whoa! This is radical!"
All right, the worm priest.
Well, hang on, I've used my minor action.
Oh, what's your minor action then?
I'm going to mark one of the blobs over in the corner.
Which one?
The top one.
Okay. put a thingy on him.
And Milo's wearing sunglasses at this
point. Which he doesn't have.
What'd you say?
Which he doesn't have.
Yeah, yeah. In his head, he's wearing sunglasses.
All right, the Worm Priest. Yeah, he's not interested in that troglodyte. One, two, three.
I feel bad for the troglodyte now. Yeah. Like, no one gives a shit about him. They're like, quick, kill the blob creatures. And he's like, what about me? Why can't I die too?
He is going to ready an attack. He charges up a Hadouken and kind of just holds it there.
Oh, he's charging.
Yeah, he's just readying an attack. As these kobolds now come forward. One, two, three, four, five.
They're forming the shield around Milo again. And Milo's like, to me, my brothers! Even though he's not related to any of them.
As the final kobold at the bottom, we'll try and finish off the troglodyte before he runs away.
He's like, no, 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 you can't leave.
Fails. He's kind of frustrated at this point, so he uses action point now.
He's like, come on.
Still fails. He's kind of chopped its tail off and is distracted by its tail just flopping about like a gecko would let it go.
Defense mechanism.
He's hacking up a tail that's already come on. Giggles.
Right, I'm going to Storm Spike, whatever it is, I never remember it. The troglodyte.
Okay.
Can I move two squares up, please?
Yeah, so you float up towards
Felix. Up that way, yeah.
And you're going to aim your Storm Spike at this.
Yes, please.
Troglodyte.
Thank you.
Trying to get away.
And that's a hit. Whoop, whoop. Describe its demise. As you did 10 points of overkill.
Nice. I am not earthed, as they say, because obviously I am floating. Things just come a little bit more naturally. So I take a breath again. And next thing I know, I have lightning. It comes out my fingers and goes pew, and it just seems to pew like
a lightning bolt.
A lightning bolt hitting a power station or something, and it just went pew and fireworks everywhere.
Just realised I ended up removing the blob from the initiative order.
Oh no.
Just putting him back in again. Okay.
He's like, I'm going to step out for a minute. I'm back.
It's because I killed one which was the one who did the initiative roll. So he was like, well, he's gone. They're like, no, there's others.
No, he's not gone.
But there's more.
There's more of them.
Okay. And that's everything? You're not going to do anything
else? Good. Okay. I'm good, thanks.
So the blob will ooze forward, go, blah, 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 and the moment he gets here, that's when the Worm Priest will fire his lightning ball.
Oh, it's like a...
Hits.
Boop, boop.
Getting 12 lightning damage. As it's all now charged with electricity, sparking everywhere through popping eyeballs and stuff as it's oozing forward. Three.
It was like being in that XCOM game where you're like, I'll just put like a perimeter thing on and walk into it and then like, ba-bam!
Yeah. We didn't roll to remove everyone's dazed, so I'll just say everyone's dazed is gone. Or does it just end Oh, it just ends on the Mouthers next turn. Okay, so yeah, it would have ended ages ago. Okay, so that one will start because it's not quite there. It will just go blah, 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 and try to daze everyone.
Oh no, it went blah, 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 blah.
And 22 is enough to blob everyone.
Oh dear.
Everyone's like, oh my god, did you hear it? It went blah, 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 blah.
1, 2, 3. And that one will kind of start making weird guttural noises, and like it's like also someone snorting up a loogie and stuff, and those kind of noises.
Nice.
And as it's doing that, unnatural mouths begin to appear on everyone's body in this front line.
Oh, lovely.
And then try to munch you. 17. Are the mouths strong enough? It's not strong enough for you, Milo. It's not strong enough for Lee. And thankfully, the mouths, the teeth are just breaking against your flesh and your armor. It's not enough to bite anyone or cause any acid damage. As it didn't hit, it says ongoing acid damage, but it didn't really hit. So I'm going to say no, it doesn't cause ongoing acid damage at this moment.
I like the idea that they went, oh, that's weird.
All these mouths just appear over you and kind of try to bite, and all the teeth just break, and then the spell that it was kind of creating just broke and fell apart. It's too much of a baby, this blob.
Nice.
Well, you know how we feel about babies in this house. Let's smash it with a sword.
Lee.
Okay. I guess he's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. And he can use Furious Smash on this monster, on the first Blubbering Mouth Man.
The marked one.
And then he'll give the buff to the chap standing behind him.
As he was marked, oh, one bit of extra damage from the energy orb. Okay. So, Furious Smash. 18, not enough. Do you want to use your inspiration?
Yes, he becomes inspired.
Okay, an extra d6, definitely enough. Dealing 22 damage onto it. Describe his demise.
Lee basically slides in front of the kobolds. And just holds his sword out, and it just sort of slices into the thing, and it cuts it in half. And then he puts his sword on his shoulder and turns around and goes, "It's what I do." You know, the kobolds are like, "Didn't he kill Simon?"
And which ally are you applying the charisma modifier to?
I will apply the charisma modifier to...
be one of these three kobolds.
It'd be this one here. This little guy here.
Okay.
And he sort of winks at him. And then that one blushes.
Oh, no, that's the gibbering mouther.
The gibbering mouther tries to be diplomatic.
Yep. He's happy with your assistance and that you're not trying to murder anyone else. He's kind of starting to realize that maybe it was a misunderstanding. He was caught up.
I like the idea seeing that the gibbering mouther is just like, excuse me, I'm just trying to walk through here.
I don't belong it's like, here.
No, we're going to kill you anyway.
I woke up like this.
You'd get better if you want.
Felix, now... that's it. Okay. And Felix will move forward. 1, 2, 3, 6, and Boney will start to chatter at him, but he's kind of like, not now, Boney, I'm busy. As he will then, as it's just the one, I don't think he'll worry about that. He's going to whip out his hand crossbow whilst using his other hand to cover Boney's mouth.
Ooh.
Fire the crossbow, but he's too distracted as Boney is still chattering away, ends up biting his hand, and he's like, ow, god damn it. What, Boney, for heaven's sake? And I guess with that, that kind of forces Boney to do whatever he was doing.
Yeah, I'd have thought so. Okay.
I need to roll one of them. A d12. As Boney's eyes are glowing like an ethereal light blue color. Oh, it starts that Boney starts talking about like a strange story or fable about an otherworldly being, and basically starts reciting the film of Paul. And it's just talking about this alien, how he came to the planet and he was all chilled out and he liked to smoke pot and stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's all very interesting, Bernie, but come on, we're in the middle of a fight here, not now. I must have seen it in the... And with that, you also start to see that as he's telling the story, there's like this light blue ethereal energy is now slowly glowing around the ooze.
Oh.
Okay. Is it going to roll? Oh, it just saves its intelligent saving throw. So what was happening is that that energy, had he failed, the ooze would have taken psychic damage equal to 3 rolls, so 3d6 of the Bardic Inspiration, so yeah, 3d6, or be stunned until the end of its next turn. So it would have taken damage and been stunned, but the ooze thing, it didn't affect him. He kind of started shuddering and wobbling like jelly, but then settled down again when Boney finished his story.
Was he too smart or was he too stupid?
Who knows? Milo.
All right, I'll dual strike the final gibbering mate. I'll mark it and then dual strike it.
All right.
I go, this one, lads! And then pull out the crossbow and shoot 2 bolts at it.
Boom.
And they're all like, yeah, of course it's that one, yeah, because there's only one left, you fucking idiot.
Critical hit!
Hooray!
Okay, let me calculate. So it was a d10. So plus what bonuses were you getting from it? Twin strike. So 12 plus A, so 20 plus another 10. 21. Still alive, but you still get your other shot. It's barely alive. That was applying maximum for your mark. And then the extra one because of critical. All right, and another shot coming in. The second one doesn't hit.
Well, the first one did such a good job. Yeah, the second one was like, I'll leave it.
Yeah,
the
first one did
massive damage as it just ripped through its body.
I've got to leave some like goopy monster for somebody the rest else. Of everyone.
Yeah.
You know, for everyone else.
Anything else you wish to do, Milo?
I'll just say, check out that, guys. You know, I'm just sort of been like trying to, you know, I'm impressed with my own sort of skill in that. So,
and the worm priest.
Check out that, guys.
Oh, step forward. How far can he move? He can move 6. All right. All right. He's going to squeeze past everyone, stand here. And then you see him, like, his neck, or Lee especially, as he's standing next to him, he sees his neck begin to glow as he then blasts out a lightning bolt from his mouth.
Wow.
At the pink ooze. It misses, which deals half damage. 6. The ooze just burns to a crisp.
Oh, gross.
Lovely.
So even though the main
bolt... What does it smell like?
Even though the main bolt blasted past, the arcing lightning from that still electrocuted him to death. And he smells like kind of raw chicken that's been left out too long.
Oh.
Lovely.
I hope you guys at home know what raw chicken that's been left out too long smells like.
Yeah.
Where it's got that all, if you leave it in its container, it's got all that weird oozy gunky stuff at the bottom as well.
that's not nice. It's not a pleasant smell.
And the battle is over. You defeated the troglodytes and the gibbering mouthers, and you allied with the kobolds in order to do so.
Huzzah!
Woohoo!
With that, the kobolds are currently seeing you as allies.
Thank God.
All right, what do you wish to do?
And with that, the battle is over. Thank goodness, eh? Now we can get back to exploring and talking to random people. Thank you, as always, to Dave for writing the story. Thanks for Tanya for joining me. And thank you for listening. I've been Big Timmy. This has been an adventure. Get out of my house. And have fun.